Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah talks about the following. If you came into your wine press and you have a bar full of yayin, and you don't see the Ovid Chavim touching it, but he's standing right next to it. So, if this wine is collateralized against the loan, meaning you borrowed money from him and you haven't paid it on time, so he can just confiscate this wine or this whole wine press as payment for the loan, then usher. Then you have to assume that he already touched it. Ain't no love milva, but if you don't owe him anything, then mutter. Then you have to assume that he hasn't touched it. You can assume that he hasn't touched it because he's got no shaychus to this wine. Nafal barva Allah, if he accidentally fell into the bar of wine and he came out dead, he drowned in it. Umadadu v'kana. Or let's say he stuck a stick in it to measure how deep the wine bar is. He removed a fly or a wasp or something out of the wine with a stick, and he never touched the wine by hand. Or he was putting his hand on a barrel that was like boiling over. I assume it's not boiling. It's the bubbles at the top of wine, in order to put down the bubbles like you do in soda sometimes. But called Eluhayimai. So all of these things happened once. And the Chum were asked the Shailas, and they were told that they could sell that wine to non-Jews, meaning you're allowed to get hanar from it, you're just not allowed to drink it. Rabbi Shimon says you're even allowed to drink it in those cases. If a guy takes a barrel and he throws it into the Jewish person's wine out of anger, such a thing happened, and the Chacham were machshir, they said you're even allowed to drink such a thing. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamatar Yenush L'Chavim, if a Jew prepares wine that belongs to a guy, and he tries to make kosher wine, but the company is owned by a guy, and you keep the wine in the guy's property in a public-facing place. So, if it's a city where both Jews and non-Jews live, so then you can assume that everything's good and it's mutter, because he's not going to want to touch the wine, because if a Jew sees him, he's going to be out of business. But if it's a city that's entirely composed of Avdichavim, then it's going to be Asr Achi Yosher Shomer, until he appoints a Shomer to guard the wine. But without a Shomer, he's not afraid of being seen coming in, because there are no Jews around that are going to say anything. The Shomer doesn't have to be standing guard the whole time. This is the concept of a Mashkiach that's Yotze V'Nichnas, that he comes in unannounced at random times, and that is good enough. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that all Rishuyos of Nevichavim have the same din. So the wine is going to be Aser if the city that it's in is all of the kochavim, regardless of whether it's in the guy's own property or on the property of another Ovid Kochavim. It doesn't make a difference. It's all going to be aser. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Yud, we learned that an Ovid Kochavim that you find next to your bar of yayin. So if you owe the guy money, you have to assume he touched it. It's aser. If you don't owe him money, you could assume it's mutter. If a guy fell in and drowned in your wine, or he measured it with a stick, or he knocked a wasp out of the wine with a stick, or he was pushing down the bubbles. In all those cases, the Chacham said you're allowed to get hana from it, you just can't drink it, but Rabbi Shimon thought you could even drink it. If he threw a barrel into your wine out of anger, so the Chacham said you're even allowed to drink it. Moving on, then Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that if a person is making wine that's owned by an Ovid Chavim, but to sell his kosher wine in the kosher wine market, so you leave it in the Ovid Chavim's house, and it's a place that's public-facing, so if there are Jews that live in that town, you could assume he didn't touch it. If there are non-Jews that live in that town, you have to assume it's Aser, unless you appoint a Shomer who's at least Yotze V'Nichnas. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees and says, if there are only non-Jews that live in that town, even a Shomer is not going to be enough. You're going to have to assume that it is Aser. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis.